see you all today.
She's supposed to say that too.
I'm struggling.
I actually love being here, and it looks like, good to see you guys. Everyone doing okay? All right, let's open up in a word of prayer, shall we?
我们一起祷告.
Dear God, thank you so much for this beautiful day. I just pray that you are with us, that you have prepared our hearts, that you have brought us here to hear your word, and be with me as I speak, be with Josie as she translates, and be with us as we go on through the week, and to hear your word, to be in fellowship with you, to know you, God. Thank you. We love you. Say these things in your son's name, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
February is an interesting month, particularly in Vegas.
2月是一个很有趣的月份，特别是在拉斯维加斯。
Few big events are happening.
有几件大事要发生。
We got the Super Bowl, we got the Chinese New Year's.
有美式足球联盟的超级杯，还有春节。
Stay away from the strip, right?
不要去 strip 上面。
And most importantly, my birthday.
还有最重要的，我的生日。
Let's not forget Valentine's Day, what February is most known for.
我们也不要忘了2月最出名的就是情人节。
It is the love month.
就是充满爱的一个月份。
It's the month that is associated with the color red.
这个月的代表色应该是红色。
I see a lot of you wearing red. You got the memo.
好像很多人都穿了红色。
It's a holiday where 1 billion cards are purchased.
为了情人节，每年有10亿张卡片被购买。
And 6 million engagement proposals happen each year on Valentine's Day.
还有200万次的求婚都会发生在情人节当天。
I know some of you either love it or hate it.
但很多人好像 要么就是喜欢情人节，要么就是讨厌情人节。
So also mark in your phone or calendar that to make a reservation for restaurant.
还要记得 如果要订 餐厅的话要早点订。
And Josie and I just celebrated our 10-year anniversary.
Josie 和我刚庆祝了我们的结婚10周年。
Thank you very much.
谢谢。
To her, it was a long 10 years.
她会告诉你，这是漫长的10年。
10 years of dirty dishes.
10年的脏盘子。
10 years of picking up dirty socks.
10年的捡起我的脏袜子。
So I'm very particular about my socks. I just love very interesting socks.
我非常喜欢独特的袜子，也对此非常挑剔。
So I have a very favorite sock store, and I'll spend 45 minutes to an hour picking out socks.
当我去我最喜欢的袜子店的时候，我可能会花45分钟到1个小时，就为了挑一双袜子。
I think some of you are looking at my feet now, seeing what kind of socks I'm wearing.
是不是很多人在看我穿什么袜子？
These are leek socks. They have leeks.
这上面有那个韭菜。
And, you know, I just love wearing different pairs of socks that I'll even wear 2 different pairs per day.
有时候我喜欢袜子到一天会穿2双不同的袜子。
So imagine how many pairs of socks she would pick up.
所以你可以想象我太太需要捡多少双袜子。
That's love.
这就是爱。
She would tell you that it's that loving someone like me is not very easy.
她或许会告诉你爱上我这样的人不容易。
There's a saying that's, that says, there's a straw that broke the camel's back.
有一句俗话说, 压垮骆驼的那根稻草,也就是致命的一击。
It's seeing how much straw you can put on a camel before it ultimately collapses.
这句话字面上的意思就是说, 能在骆驼上放多少根稻草,直到那只骆驼倒下。
And it, when it looks like it's getting more and more, you begin to add one straw at a time.
一开始可能加很多，然后看起来快满的时候，你就慢慢一根一根的放在他的背上。And
then you just add that one last straw, and then boom, camel collapses.
然后最后你加了那最后一根，然后碰那只骆驼就倒下了。And
for Josie, it's the sock that broke Josie's back.
我就把这句话换成说压垮 Josie 的那只袜子。So
in the beginning of relationships, you know, it seems as And no matter what happens, you just love them, you'll put up with them.
在一段关系刚开始的时候，似乎不管发生什么事，你都觉得没关系。
It's the honeymoon stage, the blissful feeling.
就是所谓的蜜月期，很幸福的时候。
It's where pet peeves are non-existent and bad habits just aren't there.
凡人的习惯在那个时候是不存在的。
It reminds me of when we got a new puppy.
这让我想起当我们开始养我们的狗的时候。
First few months, the puppy was so cute.
刚开始的时候你觉得哇这只小狗好可爱。
I don't mind picking up after it. I love picking up his poop.
我不介意要清理它的排泄物，它的便便也没关系。
It's all new experience and what a wonderful experience it was.
因为一切都是新的经历，很好玩美妙的经历。
But after a few weeks, you begin to realize what a terrible mistake I made.
但过了几个礼拜，你就觉得哇，我犯了多大的错。
So I can't believe I have to live with this dog.
我不敢相信我要跟这只狗住在一起。
And how much more time do I have left picking up after him?
我还要再捡多少年的便便。
And that's how Josie feels.What did I get myself into?
这可能就是我太太的感觉。哇，我让自己陷入了什么样的麻烦。
Honeymoon stage is over.
蜜月期已经结束了。
Everything is now a chore.
一切都变成麻烦的琐事。
I wonder if that is the same for you.
你会不会也有这样的情况？
Is there a breaking point?
你有没有一个极限？
Or a love threshold?
或是一个所谓的爱的极限。
Where you find yourself one day, oh, today is going to be great. I'm going to love somebody.
或许有一天你早上起来觉得哇，今天会是很好的一天，我会好好的去爱别人。
I have set my mind on to being the most patient person in the world.
我今天要非常的有耐心。
So you hop in the car, you drive down the road.
然后你就开始在路上开车。
And we know it's Vegas, so you're not going to be very patient, right?
那我们知道在拉斯维加斯很难有耐心的开车。
But you say, I'm going to try my hardest.
但你跟自己说我要试着去做到。
And you notice that the lane is closed off and now they're beginning to merge.
然后你就发现那个车道被封锁了，所以我们的车道要合并。
And you remember, I pray that I'll be patient. I'm going to let people in today.
然后你就记得我早上有祷告说我今天要有耐心，所以我要让别人插进来。
So you let one person in, oh yeah, I'm feeling good.
然后你就让一个人插进来，你就觉得啊，我做得很好。
And there's another person, I'll let them in too.
然后又有一台车，你就说好吧，那我也让他们进来。
And now it's time for you to go, let's go.
然后你就觉得 OK, 换我了。
Then all of a sudden this rude driver comes in and cuts you off.
但突然就有一个司机超车插到你面前。
And then you notice, is that Pastor John's car?
然后你就看，诶，是John传道的车吗？
You know, it seems as if a lot of us have a love threshold.
然后似乎呢，我们每个人都有一个爱的极限。
The tipping point or the last straw.
就是那最后一根稻草。
Maybe it's for you, it's your child or your parent, a coworker or anybody.
或许在你的生命中，你有你的同事或是你的孩子。
And you think to yourself, I really just can't take it anymore.
然后你对他们有这个极限，然后你就觉得你无法忍受了。
And every day you wake up thinking, I think this is the last day that we can be together.
然后或许某些早晨你起床的时候觉得我今天是最后一天我可以跟这个人在一起。
And in the Bible, Paul commands us, submit to your husband.
然后在谈到圣经中的一些诫命，圣经告诉我们要顺服我们的丈夫。
And Josie would always say,You can't say that. You don't know my husband.
或许我太太就会跟保罗说，你不能这样说，你不了解我的先生。
But for some reason, the more we love, the more heartbreak we have.
有时候好像感觉你越爱一个人，你的心越痛。
And there's this agony that's like a dagger in our heart.
就像有一把匕首刺在你的心上。
And loving someone actually means suffering for ourselves.
有时候爱一个人好像让自己遭受折磨。
Why do we put ourselves through that kind of suffering?
为什么我们要让自己忍受那种痛苦呢？
So we're going to be looking into a passage in Matthew 26:39.
我们今天要读马太福音的26:39.
And Jesus goes through this kind of suffering.
我们可以看到耶稣也经过这样的痛苦。
But you have to wonder, does Jesus have a love threshold?
我们不禁要思考，耶稣的爱，它有极限吗？
The last straw or the tipping point.
他也有那最后一根稻草吗？
So he's praying to the Father in Matthew 26. It says, May this cup be taken from me, yet not as I will, but as you will.
在39节，耶稣向父神祷告说，我父啊，倘若可行，求你照这杯离开我，然而不要照我的意思，只要照你的意思。
Jesus knows the death and suffering that will happen shortly.
耶稣知道很快就要发生他的死亡和痛苦。
And why does he say, just take this cup from me?
为什么他会说，求你照这杯离开我？
You know why I think it is?
我是这样子觉得。
It's because of Peter.
我觉得应该是因为彼得。
Peter had bad grades.
彼得成绩不好。
Never went to college, flunked out of high school.
搞不好没上大学，在高中又被留级。
Horrible piano player.
他不会弹钢琴。
You know, Peter, why can't you be just like John?
彼得，你为什么不能像约翰一样？
He's doing something with his life. He's got a bright future.
他有所作为，他的前途光明。
And I'm sure Jesus' love threshold was maxed out because of Peter.
我想耶稣搞不好因为彼得而达到了他的爱的极限。
Peter denied Jesus 3 times after telling him he would.
彼得三次否认了耶稣，尽管他之前告诉耶稣他不会这样做。
It was just as if Jesus gave him the answers to the final exam and still failed.
就像耶稣好像已经给了他考试的答案，他却还是失败了。
If it wasn't Peter, maybe it was the lackluster performance numbers in people.
如果不是因为彼得，也许是因为人们的表现没什么值得赞许的。
Where at one point he had thousands of followers.
因为刚开始的时候有几千个人跟随着耶稣。
But shortly after, every one of them deserted him because they didn't want to accept his message.
但不久之后，每一个人都离弃了他，因为他们不愿意接受他的教导。
Even the followers mistreated him.
就算他们之前跟随他，他们现在却对他不公。
Even betrayed him.
甚至背叛了他。
He was not welcomed in his own hometown.
他在自己的家乡也不受欢迎。
The great holy city of Jerusalem wanted to kill him.
伟大的圣城耶路撒冷想要杀害他。
They're all fitting reasons to really reconsider if being crucified was really such a great idea.
这些原因都是可以让耶稣重新考虑是否被钉十字架真的是一个好的决定。
I wonder how much he thought about that moment when he was tempted by Satan in the beginning of Jesus' ministry.
我会想到在耶稣的事工刚开始的时候，他被撒旦诱惑时是如何思考这些即将要发生的事。
Where Satan said, I will give you all this if you bow down and worship me.
那时候撒旦对耶稣说，如果你服服拜我，我就把这一切都赐给你。
But he didn't.
但是耶稣没有。
Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane, after praying in verse 40, sees that his disciples fell asleep.
在第四十节，耶稣在客西马尼的花园祷告之后，回到门徒那里，发现他们都睡着了。
Then he returned to his disciples, it says in verse 40, and found them sleeping. Didn't you men keep watch with me for 1 hour? He asked Peter. Watch and pray so that you will not fall into temptation.The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak.
圣经说到，他问彼得说：“你们连一个小时都不能同我警醒片时吗？你们要警醒祷告，免得入了迷惑。心灵固然愿意，肉体却软弱。”
I love how Jesus, even though he knew the disciples would deny him, still encourages them to pray for God to give them strength.
我很喜欢耶稣的做法，因为即使他知道门徒们会拒绝他，他仍鼓励他们向上帝祈求力量。
When I know someone has done me wrong, my only thought for that person is harm.
当我知道有人对我做了不对的事情，我就会对那个人，我对那个人唯一的想法就是要伤害回去。
So once, you know, my sister and I had a sibling rivalry.
我小时候曾经和我的姐姐有姐弟之争。
And she never gets into any trouble.
她从来不会惹麻烦。
And that one time she gets in trouble, I'm so happy.
所以如果她偶尔惹了麻烦，我却感到很高兴。
And Jesus knows that Peter and his disciples are going to deny him.
耶稣知道彼得和其他的门徒会否认他。
Which is absolutely painful.
这绝对是非常痛苦的。
The disciples who spent 3 years sharing meals together and having intimate conversations.
因为这些门徒是和耶稣共度了三年，一起吃饭，有亲密的交谈。
I imagine them around the dinner table sharing food and drinking and laughing.
我可以想象门徒和耶稣每晚一起吃晚餐，一起欢笑。
Joking with one another, building intimacy and camaraderie.
还可以跟彼此开玩笑，建立亲密的朋友情谊。
Then all the joyful memories are broken by disassociation and denial.
但这些所有喜乐的回忆都因为分裂和否认被破坏了。
That Jesus had to go through the pain of seeing his best friend say, "I never knew him."
耶稣必须忍受看到他最好的朋友说，我从来不认识他这种痛苦。
But instead of Jesus saying, "Don't follow me anymore."Do whatever you want. I don't care.
但耶稣没有说，不要再跟随我了，随你们自己的意愿行事吧，我不在乎了。
He turns to them, seeing them sleeping, and say, "You all need to be praying."
相反的，他转身看到他们睡着了，却对他们说，你们都应该祷告。
Because the time is coming where you're going to need God's strength.
因为我知道时候将要来到，你们会需要上帝的力量。
That is unceasing love.
这就是永不止息的爱。
In verse 42, Jesus goes back to pray.
第四十二节说到，耶稣又回去祷告。
My Father, if it is not possible for this cup to be taken away unless I drink it, may your will be done.
我父啊，这杯若不能离开我，必要我喝，就愿你的意旨成全。
Still though, the question needs to be answered, why does he pray this?
耶稣为何会这样祷告？
If it's not because of his disciples or their denial or betrayal, what could it be?
如果不是因为门徒的否认和背叛，那他为什么会祷告这样祷告呢？
It was prophesied precisely the exact way the Savior, Jesus Christ, would die.
在圣经里，这是被预言的，救主耶稣基督会以这样的方式死去。
That he would be hung on a tree.
他会被挂在树上。
In ancient times, after a criminal had been executed, their body would be strung up on a tree.
在那个时代，罪犯被处决后，他们的尸体会被挂在树上。
This act served as a symbol of shame or dishonor.
这个行为象征着耻辱、羞辱。
The tree in this context represented a place of public humiliation and condemnation.
在这样的情况下，那个树就代表着公开的羞辱的地方。
Can you imagine how humiliating it would be to be hung completely naked for all to witness?
你能想象被完全赤裸的挂在那里，让所有的人都目睹是多么的羞辱的吗？
That person would be a public disgrace to show everybody what else not to do, what not to do.
那个被挂在树上的人将成为公开的耻辱，让所有的人看见什么事是不应该做的。
It'd be a lesson to anybody else who would think of doing such a thing.
将成为一个对其他人的一个训诫。
And that's the last thing you'll remember of that person.
然后你印象中记得的就是你看到那个人被挂在树上。
So anytime you want to say something good about that person, you imagine that him being hung is instilled forever.
就算你想要记得他以前做过的好事，你只记得他被挂在那个树上做过的坏事。
This is in fact what the crucifixion was.
这就是被钉十字架的经历。
And prior to their crucifixion event, there was a public beating.
在被钉十字架之前会有公开的殴打。
Where scripture says that Jesus was so disfigured, he was unrecognizable.
圣经说到，耶稣的容貌被毁坏到无法辨识。
That afterwards he would walk completely naked carrying the cross.
之后他还赤裸着身体，背着十字架行走。
Where people would mock him and throw stones at him and spit on him as he passed by.
当他经过的时候，人们嘲笑他，对他丢石头、吐口水。
Some might even be the people whom he served, healed, or loved.
甚至有一些可能是他曾服侍、医治或爱护的人。
Then ultimately hung on a cross with nails on his hands and feet.
最后他被钉在十字架上，手脚上都被钉了钉子。
It was not only a humiliating death, but a slow, excruciating death.
这不仅是一种羞辱的死亡，还是一种缓慢而极其痛苦的死亡。
Maybe that was Jesus' love threshold.
或许那就是耶稣的爱的极限了。
Where Jesus says, I cannot go through with that.
如果是的话，那在那一刻，耶稣就会说，我无法做到。
From looking at scripture, we know that was not the case.
但是从圣经中，我们知道事实并非如此。
Because the Bible says that before the creation of the earth, that he knew the type of death he was going to have and still came to die for our sins.
因为圣经说，在地球被创造之前，他就已经知道他会面临什么样的死亡，并且仍然来为我们的罪而死。
That even though he knew no sin, he would take our place.
即使他没有犯罪，他也愿意替我们承担。
That no matter how many people deserted him or left him, he would continue on that cross.
无论有多少人离弃他、抛弃他，他都会继续在十字架上。
And no matter how many people mocked him or hated him, he would continue on that cross.
无论有多少人嘲笑他或恨他，他都会继续在十字架上。
Every strike from the whip and every step towards the hill, he would continue on the cross.
每一鞭打和每一步背着十字架走向小山，他都还是继续在十字架上。
He did this because he loved us.
他这样做是因为他爱我们。
He had no tipping point or love threshold.
他没有什么爱的极限。
That he believed that people didn't have to live a certain way in order to love.
人们不必以特定的方式生活或行为才能被他所爱。
That loving someone is with, not without, that loving someone, there's no reason or condition.
对他来说，爱一个人是一种无条件的爱。
That is unceasing love.
这就是永不止息的爱。
So when Jesus prayed to God, asking him to remove this from him, that Jesus would have to endure the most painful experience anybody would ever have to endure.
当耶稣向神祈求，求他把这杯移除时，耶稣知道他将不得不忍受最痛苦的经历。
That every person would have to endure it if it weren't for him.
他知道如果他不这么做，那每个人都将经历这种痛苦。
That is bearing the punishment of sin and having God's presence utterly forsake you.
那就是承受罪的惩罚以及神的同在完全离弃你。
Imagine what it would feel like if God ever said, do whatever you want, I don't care anymore.
想象一下，如果神对你说，你做什么都可以，我不在乎了，那会是一种什么样的感觉？
Even hearing that from a parent or a spouse, though I'm sure it's not ever true, it is the worst thing to ever hear from someone you love.
即使是从父母或你的配偶那里听到他们说这样的话，就算他们随便说说而已，但是也是从你的爱人口中听到是最糟糕的话。
The only time Jesus cried out in pain was when he felt God's presence leave him.
耶稣唯一一次痛苦的呼喊是因为感觉到神的同在离开了他。
He said, my God, why have you forsaken me?
他说，我的神，我的神，你为什么离弃我？
It wasn't the beating nor being nailed, but not having his father.
不是因为受到鞭打，也不是因为被钉在十字架上，而是因为失去了他的父亲。
In the Garden of Gethsemane, he knew that he would, what would happen at that moment and asked,for that moment to be taken away.
在克西马尼的花园，他知道那一刻即将发生什么，所以他才会祈求这一切被撤去。
Despite how painful that moment was, he would still be hung on the cross.
尽管那一刻是如此的痛苦，他仍然愿意被钉在十字架上。
When I think of unceasing love, I picture the cross.
当我想到永不止息的爱，我想到了十字架。
That there was nothing that we did to deserve the act of love.
我们没有做任何事情来配得上这份爱。
Not our performance or abilities or how good we are.
不是因为我们的表现、能力或是我们有多好。
We live in a culture where love is greatly misconstrued.
我们生活在一个对爱有着严重误解的文化中。
That is a feeling that you have to feel a certain way for me to love you.
人们认为爱是一种感觉，我必须有某种感觉才能爱一个人。
What happens when that feeling is gone?
那当那种感觉消失时会发生什么呢？
When you're betrayed or deserted and the memories are gone.
当你被背叛或抛弃，当所有的回忆都消失的话呢？
Or when you don't perform the way you expect them to perform.
或者当他们的表现不符合你的期望时呢？
God's love displayed on the cross is never based on how he feels about us.
神在十字架上所展现的爱不是基于他对我们的感觉。
You know, if it were, then what would happen if we encounter someone who believes different than us?
如果是的话，那当我们遇到一个与我们想法不同的人时，会发生什么呢？
Those who don't drive the way that they should.
我们不认同他们开车的方式。
They may never drive the way that we want them to.
他们或许永远都不会开车，在你的想象中。
But doesn't mean that we should not love them.
但那不代表你就可以不爱这个人。
Jesus loved us despite not ever loving him back.
耶稣爱我们，尽管我们从未爱过他。
Unceasing love is love without merit or condition.
永不止息的爱是没有条件、没有限制的爱。
And I really believe that a true act of love does not begin until the moment of pain and sacrifice is bestowed.
我想真正的爱是从牺牲和付出所带来的痛苦的时刻开始的。
We could always give or spend time with someone or do something for us just enough so it's not an inconvenience to us.
我们总是觉得我可以花时间陪伴某个人，只要这不会让我感到不方便。
But when the moment we can't love and the pain is too much to go beyond to the very end is true, is that love?
但当我们无法这样做，甚至我们感到非常痛苦时，一直坚持到最后的，这才是真的爱吗？
And Jesus says, whoever does not take their cross and follow me is not worthy of me.
耶稣还说，不背着自己的十字架跟从我的，就不配做我的门徒。
To love someone beyond inconvenience.
要爱一个人，不是只爱他们到你感到不方便时就停了。
That when perhaps someone doesn't pick up after themselves, doing the dishes or picking up their socks, do we continue to love?
或许这个人永远就是把袜子丢在地上，但是你还是会愿意去爱他。
As some of you already know, we are in the midst of an astounding divorce rate where half of all marriages end in divorce.
或许你听过，但是我们正处于令人惊讶的离婚率中，其中一半的婚姻以离婚告终。
There's so many theories as to why this happens.
有很多理论去解释为什么会发生这样的情况。
I think it's because we're not loving the way God has taught us to love.
但我认为这是因为我们没有按照上帝教导我们的方式去爱。
That we base our relationships about feeling and emotion, but not sacrificing, giving yourself to the other.
我们建立关系的基础是情感、感觉，而不是牺牲和奉献自己给对方。
We've commercialized the idea of marriage and expect it to happen the way it does in the movies.
我们商业化了婚姻的概念，期待它会发生像电影一样。
And when it gets rough, we want out.
所以当困难出现，我们就想要离开。
Oftentimes in scripture, a person is referred to as a cup.
在圣经中，有时候一个人会被称为一个杯子。
Paul says he's being poured out like a drink offering.
保罗在圣经里也有写到，他被倒出来像是一种像是奠祭。
In the verses we just read, Jesus asks for this cup to be taken away.
在我们刚才读的经文中，耶稣求父把这杯拿走。
Whenever we do something for someone, we pour what we have into another person.
每当我们为某个人做一些事情的时候，我们就像把自己倒入另外一个人生命中。
From our cup into their cup.
从我们的杯子倒到他的杯子里。
But when we pour from ourselves into someone else, that means we are emptying ourselves.
但当我们把自己倒入别人时，那就意味着我们正在把自己倒空。
Sometimes when we meet people, they're just taking every last drop from our cup.
那当我们遇到某一些人的时候，好像他们把最后一滴都拿走了。
Sometimes when people get married or get into relationships, they're thinking that other person will just keep pouring into my cup, into my life.
也有时候人们结婚时以为对方会一直将他们的杯子倒入自己的生活中。
And they think that's what marriage is about.
他们认为这就是婚姻的意义啊。
For somebody to fulfill them and fill them.
有另外一个人来满足我。
Soon enough, both are running on empty, wondering why aren't they fulfilling me?
但很快的，两个人都会感觉空虚，想知道为什么对方不能满足我呢？
Then of course, fighting ensues and patience is lost.
这就会带来争吵，耐心也会被失去了。
God has taught us that love comes from Him.
但上帝教导我们，爱是来自他的。
That in order to pour into people's lives, we must have His love.
为了将爱可以倒入别人的生命中，我们必须拥有神的爱。
And that is His love that fills us.
是神的爱填满了我们。
That when we have God's love, we are able to pour into other people's lives.
当我们有神的爱的时候，我们就可以把自己倒入别人的生命中。
And we're able to do so without ever being drained completely.
而且即便我们这样做，也因为神的爱，我们从未完全被倒空。
David writes in Psalm 23 that his cup overflows in the presence of his enemies.
大卫在诗篇23篇中写道，在他的仇敌面前，他的杯子满溢。
But prior to the writing of that, he's consumed with God's love, provision, and presence.
但在写下这句话之前，他被神的爱充满，被神的爱供应和同在所充满。
That the only thing he needs in life is God alone.
他了解，在他的生命中，他唯一需要的就只有神。
He says, "The Lord is my shepherd; I lack nothing."
所以他才说，耶和华是我的牧者，我必不致缺乏。
That he's so filled with God that he knows nothing in the world will ever compare.
他被神充满，所以他知道世界上的任何事物都无法与之相比。
Just his presence is something he delights himself in.
只有神的同在是他所喜悦的。
That even though his whole life, his whole world would collapse under him, he would be okay.
他知道即使他的世界从他的脚下崩溃，他也会好好的。
That loving someone is not suffering and pain, but actually suffering and pain is the absence of God.
他知道去爱一个人并不会让他感到痛苦，没有神才是真正的痛苦。
That if God ever forsook him, that is the real suffering.
如果神遗弃他，那才是真正的痛苦。
And because we have so much of his love,Perhaps we're able to love someone, maybe even to death.
如果我们被神的爱充满，那我们可以去爱别人，甚至可以因为爱他们，为他们而死。
This goes for how we love our neighbor, our parents, our children, people who cut us off on the road, our spouse who leaves stinky socks.
这是于用我们如何爱我们的邻居、父母或孩子，或那些在路上超我们车的人，或是一个到处留下臭袜子的配偶。
It is the unceasing love that we can pour out into others.
这永不止息的爱可以使我们可以倒入别人的生命中。
That it's not something that they have to do or be for them to deserve love.
不是因为他们做了什么，我们才愿意去爱他。
Just like Jesus, he's so filled with love that no matter what, there is no merit for any single person.
就像耶稣，他充满了爱，所以他爱我们不是因为有什么限制。
When we get confused with Christianity, we may think Christianity is about rules and you have to do this in order to earn his love.
有时候我们会困扰，我们以为，当一个基督徒，我们是需要做很多不同的事才可以成为基督徒。
But his love is about a relationship that he can have with us.
但是神的爱是想要跟我们重建与他的关系。
He saw that we were already sinners, but he still came to die for us.
他看到我们是罪人，但是他还是愿意为我们而死。
He saw someone broken and said, "I'm coming here to save you."
他看到了破碎的人类。所以他就说，我要来拯救你。
And that is unceasing love.
这就是永不止息的爱，永恒的爱。
That he would see our sin and say, no matter what, I'm still coming to die on the cross for you guys.
他看到了我们的罪，但是他却说，无论发生什么，我都会来拯救你。
And I hope and pray that through his love, we are able to love others.
我希望借着神对我们的爱，耶稣对我们的爱，我们可以去爱别人。
That maybe we see someone at church that maybe doesn't quite live up to the expectations, we continue to love them.
就算我们在教会看到某个人可能跟你期望的不一样，但是你还是可以去爱他们。
You know, this actually, the sermon was written for Josie because I'm still going to continue to leave my socks out.
你们或许会觉得我写这个讲道是给我太太的，因为我还会继续乱丢我的臭袜子。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Dear God, thank you so much for who you are and what you've done for us. Your display of love on the cross, how what that means to us, that no matter what happens, no matter what we do and how we live, you will continue to love us, to be with us, to change us, to grow us, to connect us with you, God. And your grace and your mercy and your forgiveness of our sins is such a beautiful thing, God. And I just pray for anyone here that they don't know you. I just pray that they come to know you, to receive you, and knowing that they don't have to be a particular person to live a certain way, but to go to you and just say, there's something missing in me. And I just pray that through your power, the Holy Spirit, that they know you and they just say, yeah, there's something missing in my life. So God, I just pray for them. Pray for us throughout the week that when we go out into our community, the workplace, our being with our friends and our family, that we embody your love, that we can pour out into people's lives. Thank you, God. We love you so much. And say these things in your son's name, Jesus Christ. Amen.